contemporary dance struggles, as do many of the arts here in this country. This is one of the reasons why, in my deep soul-searching reflections, when you're saying, look, you know, why do we exist? What is this for? I did come back to our origins as Indigenous people of dance at the center of functional ritual. And then asking myself, well, what are the great needs in our society today? What are the overarching things that we should be making ritual about? I'm Rulon Tongan, and I'm the artistic director of Dancing Earth.
Dancing Earth has its home base in New Mexico. It's the first contemporary Native American dance company in the United States.
We are distinctive in that we are the only company in the world that hires Native people for every aspect of production. Every aspect.
Tongan describes the dances she creates as symbolic dreamscapes. They address the degradations humans have wreaked on sacred earth. This summer, the company stepped onto the stage at Downtown Dance Festival at the edge of New York Harbor.
The piece that we took to New York is called Walking at the Edge of Water, and it premiered at the Lenzic Theater in Santa Fe for the Institute of American Indian Arts for their 40th anniversary. Singingly beautiful day in Manhattan when we got there. And we were next to the water. The Statue of Liberty is just over one shoulder, and then surrounded by trees, which for our work actually frames very nicely. We'd actually gone through some cultural protocols. When we arrived off a red-eye flight, we took the subway into the city, and we went right to the Two Wampum Gathering, which was happened to be at the same time as this festival. So it was a lot of Iroquois chiefs who were sharing their wisdom with New York, basically. And we asked for permissions from these chiefs to bring our dances to that land, which had historically been with Iroquois stewardship. And we're given that permission. So we had the right to go on that stage, claim it as Indian land, basically as Native territory. And we got there, and there were, you know, all these amazing companies going through their paces on stage, one after the other. And I could feel my company looking up at the stage and getting intimidated. Like, I could see their bodies shrink down for a minute. And I was intimidated too, I have to say. We just got together and said, you know what, guys, we're different. Let's just be different. And let's claim that space. Let's own being there. And of all of the companies, we were the ones that got the standing ovations. There were so many people crying afterwards, and it was really moving, thrilling. It felt like a historic moment to be able to get there and do that with such an amazing group. We really had a great group of dancers for this.
The dancers are Rhea Thundercloud, Sina Soul, Quetzal Guerrero, Lume Miko Sampson, Suga Shane Montoya, Alejandro Lexi Hodel, and Eagle Young.
So many of them, besides being dancers, are also amazing painters, singers, videographers. So we layered all those aspects in because this one is very much, at least sections of it, they have a lot of significance, a lot of meaning, and sometimes very specific. So we needed to use voice, sometimes Native languages, sometimes the English language, not only of our dancers, but collected voices from the different communities that we had met over the two-year creation period.
The company travels light, but they must create what Tongan calls a world on the stage through minimal means.
People were asked to find a body paint design that reflected iconography of their tribal backgrounds. And then we had some beautiful silk yardage, which comes from organic or recycled silk, and we turn that into a river. So it creates the feeling of a set. It morphs and it changes. Sometimes it's stretched diagonally. Sometimes it's swirled or crumpled in a heap. And we also had these beautiful terracotta bowls that were painted by artist Leland Chapin. And these help to create this sense of a world on the stage.
Walking at the Edge of Water deals in the crisis the waters of the planet are facing.
What really stood out to me about this water theme, rather than me spending 20 years of going to elders and asking permission and being, you know, going through these long initiations, actually these stories were brought to me. So people were asking me, can this be part of your dance? Is this something that can be shared? And indeed, sort of at the urgings of these Native grandmothers and different cultural advisors, I want to call out the name of Josephine Mandelman, who has been a grandmother who's made quite a name for herself by walking the perimeter of the Great Lakes for over 8 years in order to call attention to the need to cleanse, to heal the waters of our bodies and of the planet.
In November, the dance company will have another historic first when they travel to New Zealand to participate in the Kofiti Festival in Wellington. Dancing Earth is sponsored by the U.S. Embassy in New Zealand as U.S. cultural ambassadors.
This is going to be a chance to be on the Wellington Opera House stage, which is a huge, beautiful stage, and represent dance of Native America in a contemporary manner. So it feels very epic.
The story that Walking at the Edge of Water tells is
the arc of creation, destruction, and renewal, but not necessarily in that order, the theme is so crucial. So often it would have to do with the abuses of water on Native lands at this time. But then when faced with the question, well, why is this important? Then creation stories or stories of, you know, beauty and purity would come out. So we balance those things. But I do think there's a sense of urgency. And you have to make things that are relevant. I mean, I think it's also wonderful when you can make things that are just so beautiful that they allow people to transport. But if you can do both, that's even better.
The dance incorporates visual art also. Still images of pollution were assembled by Antonio Lopez. Opening the dance is a video montage by Elemental Designs of Santa Fe. And the song In You, I See Myself was written, composed, and performed by Aaron Nate.
In you, I see myself.
For more information, visit dancingearth.org. Special thanks to sound engineer Dennis Hasso. For Adobe Airstream Radio, I'm Ellen Berkovich.
Saving Damsels got its start in spring 2007 when the Navajo, Hopi, lead vocalist and rhythm guitarist J.J. Otero put to music his lonesome story of having done a good woman wrong and broken up a home. J.J. soon had a collection of heartfelt, original songs and set about collecting a band. That band is comprised of J.J. Otero, Joe Pacheco, Chuck Hawley, Doug Ballin, and Isel Garcia, creating their own style dubbed Native Soul Rock. After relentless gigging in the greater Southwest, 2013 finds Saving Damsels in the international spotlight after winning Best Rock Record at the Native American Music Awards for their album, Find My Way. Their song, Protected, Beauty All Around, also won Best Native American Song at the New Mexico Music Awards. Here's that award-winning song sung in JJ's native language, Navajo.
Thank you.
You can find Saving Damsels in Albuquerque at Low Spirits on Friday, October 25th, and at the Hotel Chimayo in Santa Fe on Saturday, November 2nd. Visit them online at savingdamsels.com. I'm Dennis Hasso for Adobe Airstream Radio.